The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, 7 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." Recently, I became a grandmother for the first time. Our beautiful little granddaughter is now 5 months old. My youngest child is 17, so it has been a few years since I've been closely involved with the baby. Everything she does is amazing and new. One of those amazing things is her verbal ability. She talks up a storm and even sings. Of course, we can't understand a word she says. It all sounds like babbling. She is so earnest in her attempt to communicate with us, though. She wants to tell us all the things that are important to her. Isn't that the way you sometimes feel when you pray? That God is so far above you that your prayer must sound like babbling to him? Like my little granddaughter, you are earnestly trying to communicate all the things that are important to you. But what is God hearing? Don't we get credit for trying to communicate? Is praying supposed to be so difficult? And yet Jesus specifically tells us today, don't babble like the pagans, who think they will be heard because of their many words. When you pray, your Father knows what you need before you ask. Then he goes on to tell us how to pray. Between Jesus' words and the example of my granddaughter's babbling, I think we can find the answer of prayer. Even when our prayer seems to sound like babbling to us, if it comes from the heart, the Father will hear us. My granddaughter will eventually learn how to communicate, but in many ways she already can. When she talks to us, we can see and understand her joy, her love. It shines out of her earnest, simple desire to be heard. And that is what Jesus tells us, that our prayer must flow from our earnest, simple desire to be heard. That's why Jesus gives us the Our Father as a model for prayer. We don't need to babble with many ornate words. Prayer is not difficult. In his book, The New Wine of Dominican Spirituality, Paul Murray tells us that, quote, "In the prayer lives of the Dominican preachers I most admire, there is always a common neediness and gospel simplicity. When at prayer, these preachers are not afraid to speak to God directly as to a friend." End of quote. Friends do not worry if we can't find the right words. We say what we need and they will respond. Sometimes we can even sit in silence and our friend will know what we need. Presence is enough. God is our friend, our companion, our lover, our creator. He knows what we need. Prayer is simple because it is the straightforward sharing of our heart. Don't be afraid that your prayer is babbling. Don't be afraid that you would be doing just what Jesus told you not to do. Speak from your heart. Speak simply. Offer the prayer of our Father and forgive from your knowledge of God's mercy. When you do this, there will not be babbling, but heart-to-heart communication. During this journey of Lent, pray unceasingly with simplicity and earnestness. Let the prayer of St. Thomas Aquinas help you begin. I come before you as a sinner, O God, source of all mercy. I am unclean, and I beseech you to cleanse me. And then sit back and listen to God's loving response.